Recent polls of Hawaii Republican Party members show John Carroll, an 88-year-old candidate who has run five times before, as its front-runner for the gubernatorial nomination. To party members who are trying to make Hawaii's perennial also-rans into viable contenders in today's election, this is a troubling sign, as Stuart Yelton tells us in today's reality check from Civil Beat. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Chris.
I got your name wrong. Sorry, Stuart Yelton.
That's okay. People have called me worse.
I'm sure. Well, especially because you cover politics, right? And you know, John Carroll is you know, the classic American model of the perennial candidate. He's always going to run, and he's done it five times before. And to a party trying to infuse itself with new blood, that's kind of what your piece is about, isn't it?
It is. So we have John Carroll, as you mentioned. He's run a number of times. He's 88 years old. He's got a platform based a lot on overturning the Jones Act, which is also the Merchant Marine Act, that it sort of increases costs of goods shipped to Hawaii. We have another interesting candidate, Andrea Tupola, is a sharp contrast. She's 37 years old. She's a music teacher and is a very energetic candidate who's in a lot of ways a polar opposite of John Carroll. We have a third candidate, Ray LaRue, who's kind of in the middle. He's 56 years old. He's a one-time assistant school superintendent and a former Marine Lieutenant Colonel who ran the Marine One program, which transports the president by helicopter. So those are the three candidates, and we have to see which one, if any, can help revive the beleaguered Republican Party here.
When you look at the current state of the Republican Party, I have to say, Stuart, it seems odd that they've ever won the governor's office, and in fact did so quite recently. What has changed since Linda Lingle, for example?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, the one thing we do know is President Trump got only 30% of the votes here, so it doesn't seem like the GOP is very popular. It really might be at a low point here. We only have five members in the legislature, none in the Senate, five in the House. So it really is at a low point right now.
What kind of fundraising challenges do Republicans face these days?
Well, we hear that it is hard to raise money. Representative Tupola has raised considerably more than John Carroll. But again, we only know these numbers as of December. One of the challenges or issues here is that we aren't going to find out the latest fundraising numbers until July, really close to the primary. That's another story and something we think needs to be looked at. But again, we have to see we have to wait till July to see what's happening.
By which time we'll be on the eve of the primary election. But I would expect, given the energy of behind her campaign, do you expect Tupola's numbers to increase?
Yeah, we do expect the poll numbers to increase. We just have to wait and see the next poll that comes out. We have to see. Again, she's been running a very active campaign and is a very engaging person and speaker.
Well, you just have to keep an eye on it, as with everything else in politics. Thanks very much, Stuart.
Thank you, Chris.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Stuart Yelton. And to read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.